It's Tuesday, the 4th of February. It looks like what was a horrible grey overcast morning is now clearing. The sun's lighting up the broken up clouds. The sky above me is mostly blue. I'm just hoping it's going to clear and clear and clear. It's dry. Just a wee breeze at the moment, that is. But it's a lot colder this morning. Colder compared to what we normally have. So cold, it's probably most likely about 3 degrees. 4 degrees maybe. Consider all that wet and windy weather, about 6 degrees, 7 degrees at this time of the morning. One blue tit is in hot pursuit of another blue tit, and they're swirling around and in through and up and over the conifer in my garden, the big conifer. So I don't know whether it's just get out of my garden or come here, you, I want to have a word in your ear. It's really bright this morning. Big, big difference. I've changed my mind. That is a very cold breeze. Coming off the west. Oh, I was sleeping last night. Well, when I eventually got to sleep, something in my head just eating away at me. And then I got to sleep and I slept soundly until I was woken again by a certain person. And I came back and I thought, oh, here we go again. My God, my God. But fortunately, it wasn't too bad. I got back to sleep. And the next thing I knew, it was 7 a.m. And, you know, the old Victor Meldrew syndrome. I don't believe it. You know, it felt like 10 minutes since I'd fell over again. And it must have been about 3 or 4 hours at least. Anyway, I'm feeling okay this morning. There's something in my mind. Well, there's actually two things in my mind, but one is really bugging me. Technical problem with a car, and I really do not need it at this time. And if it'd just been one of the back doors, that'd be I could have lived with that problem for a bit. The tailgate. No, I don't want to talk about it. It's just eating away at me. It's just, gotta get it fixed and fixed quick. And how do you fix it? And it's research. So I'm just saying what's on my mind this morning, because that's what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. I know. I'll reverse it into a garage door at speed, and that should shock it back into working order again. You know, I can't believe that I've come out here every morning, right through the winter, and not once have I wore gloves. I'm not saying my hands don't get colder, cooling off rapidly at the moment, but I've never actually wore gloves to come out here in the morning. That says a lot about the winter. It's just crazy. My snowdrops, the big bunch is, they are well on their way up. They are 5 inches, 6 inches up now, beginning to swell the white blossom. And bulbs, there's even another clump I hadn't noticed even yesterday. Big clump of daffs coming up. Thing is, I can never remember what's where. I know they're daffs because of the style of... I almost said style of erection. Their style of protrusion growth. Oh my god. There you go. But I've planted so many bulbs in this garden over the years that I could never remember what's where. And that's a great thing, you get a surprise when something pops its wee head up. In actual fact, if I turn round, there's... yeah, there's shoots everywhere in the herb garden. Even the abandoned pots. Well, I say abandoned, yeah. Pots that came out of ornamental planters last year, but which were bought stuck into plastic tubs for the winter. And even those are shooting like mad. Hardy beasts are the bulbs. So, I'll soon be seeing some flowers. Primroses out. Oh, they're always early. Usually they're pushing their flowers up through the snow. They're probably sticking their heads up and waving about saying, okay guys, where's the snow? Where's the snow? Ah, keep finding, keep looking. Ah, more snowdrops. My eyes are beginning to focus and pick out everything now. Well, virtually everything. This time in the morning, my eyes are not at their brightest, even with specs.